after leaving school, I was aiming at working in social work, I suppose from my mother's influence, but from a very little child, I knew I wanted to work with disadvantaged children and people. And so I had a year to fill in after I left school and before I went to university. I lived on a settlement in Fulham and did work there, which I loved very much. And everyone from Bedford College had to go and work in a factory because Professor Wharton didn't want people coming straight from high schools and then going into social work. They had to know how other people lived and worked. So I did that, and then I had my two-year course in social studies. Bedford College, it was in Regent's Park, and it gave Professor Barbara Wharton's social studies course was supposed to be one of the best. So I was very glad to get on it and enjoyed it very much. In the 19th century, when people wanted to help the poor of an area, it was felt that you needed to go and live in the area to really help people and get beside them. And so many universities had settlements, and they were centres for students and social workers. And we did children's clubs and visitation, and it was a centre for social action. I think some survive. But anyway, I was at Bishop Crichton House Settlement, which made a lovely background to my academic studies. There are still some in operation, and I think they have changed. They had a very strong Christian basis to begin with. Bernard Barron's settlement was a Jewish settlement in the East End of London, and John Profumo, if you remember, he sort of regained his standing in society by his work in an East London settlement. He worked, he gave his, you know, himself very devotedly to it. And he did regain, you know, his standing in society.